Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's been a month since we have done a podcast. Today, we are joined in the flesh by Mr. Kieran Morley.
Yes, finally in Rotterdam. This is going to go mental.
All right. So, today, we thought it would be a good idea to talk about the team of the year. Now, EA have released some players. We're not really going to use those players, are we? Because we've got our own opinion and fuck EA. And this is not sponsored. So, without further ado, we're going to create our little team, and Kieran's going to start with his goalkeeper. Who's in goal for you? Team of the year. Who's been a
It's
sensational?
got to be Courtois.
Thibaut Courtois,
Yeah,
obviously,
straight
won.
away. Oh, he won the Champions League. Won the league. Come on now. I don't think it's negotiable, bro.
No?
I don't think so.
No? I mean, if you look at someone like Hugo Lloris or Emi Martinez, or is that just
Emi
World Cup?
Martinez, yeah, I'll give
But
it
is
to
that
him.
just
But
World Cup vibes?
yeah, I think that's just because you can't give someone that does a very well. I mean, he was important in the Argentina squad, but you can't just give it just because he won the World Cup,
No, that's
you know?
facts. So we'll stick in Thibaut Courtois, I think.
Yep.
There's not really any negotiating there. Now, you are a big Chelsea fan, so if we moved it right back, I think there's only one option for you to slot him in. Reece James.
I would put Reece James,
But Dani Alves?
but Hakimi had a great World Cup.
Jamie.
But he plays in that PSG side. I really love Reece James, and I think he does deserve it. But based off everything, no one's gonna back me with Reece James, obviously. But I'll give it to Hakimi. I'll swallow
Really?
my pride.
Is that also because you've seen him at the World Cup? I think that is going to influence this a little bit.
I think the World Cup, yeah, but
Because
that's always after a World Cup, it always influences the best 11.
all right, I mean, it is a like if Reece James would have gone, I think Kieran Trippier is up there as well. I want to like, especially like when he came to Newcastle, he's been phenomenal for Newcastle, and they're sitting third or fourth in the league right now. So you could, but then obviously Reece James is better than Kieran Trippier at the moment. So.
Well, no, Reece James is injured, but
Yeah, at the moment he's
I
injured.
reckon with no injuries, and if he went to the World Cup, I think England did all right.
Are we missing out on someone huge here? I feel like we're missing out on someone.
No, mate.
No,
Every other
Trent
right
is
back is just dead. He's
bad.
dead. Yeah.
Marcus Pedersen, you saw him live yesterday. What do you think of him? Not
Oh,
bad at
yeah, I
all.
was a fan.
Yeah,
I was a fan.
he's a
I
cracker.
watched him throughout the game. I thought he was all right, but
But he's not in the team of the year, not yet.
no, nowhere near.
I mean, Lucha
Don't can we just let's
because
we know he's gonna be Hakimi, let's be honest.
No, I think there's a. I think we can leave it up to them, right? Reece
Yeah.
James or Hakimi, because I think it's a 50-50. I think Reece James has had a phenomenal. It's just a phenomenal right back.
If this
Never,
went to a public vote, it would
which we
be
could,
100% Hakimi.
we
Okay, we'll
could.
do
In
that.
the Spotify app, you can go scroll down and you can click on the vote. You can vote.
But I think it'll be
We're
Hakimi.
gonna slot in Hakimi over Reece James.
Yeah.
You're gonna swallow your pride.
I already have.
All right. Moving on to the left back. I think for me there's one, but
Hernandez.
Theo Hernandez.
Yeah,
Yeah, from
not too
AC
bad.
Milan, been phenomenal. Won obviously the league with AC
Yeah.
Milan last time. Now through in the round of 16 after two dodgy affairs with Chelsea, losing twice obviously.
Yep.
But at France he looked good as well. Didn't even start, so his brother had to
What
get
about
off injured.
Cancelo? He won the league with City
Yeah. Oh,
in the Champions
maybe
League.
he's a right back shout.
But he didn't he didn't
He
do too
did.
well at the World Cup. He
No.
didn't even start a couple games
No.
actually. So I think you got to give it to Hernandez.
Over Cancelo
Yeah.
and right now Rico Lewis is playing as well over Cancelo. I don't know what's going on there, but
Yeah, so
Theo Hernandez is a good shout. That's also taking into consideration the World Cup thing, I guess. Centre backs.
yeah, this is a hard one. I know Marquinhos is definitely out there. Yeah,
No,
Marquinhos is in there for
I'm not
me.
having that. I'm not having
I was thinking Big Virg, but I'm sitting next to a Dutch cut,
that.
so part of my language.
No, I think Virgil van Dijk is in there, and I think Thiago Silva is in there.
Thiago Silva is an interesting one. I actually think he's one of the best centre backs in the Premier League.
He's so good. He's so good at reading the play. Like people say, you have to
It's the
be. People
experience.
say nowadays you have to be quick. You have to be, fast and this and
Yeah, but
that.
look at John Terry. Even the Premier League's changed.
Yeah,
It's just about how to read the game.
yeah.
And
So
I
I
think
think,
Thiago Silva does that very well.
but is he up there? I mean, you got the likes of Marquinhos you just mentioned. Who else did? What other centre backs are there in the world there? I'm really surprised. I mean, Leipzig centre back
Ruben
Guardiola,
Diaz,
Ruben
he was all
Diaz,
right. Don't think during the year
Laporte,
that he was up
no.
there. Ben White.
Ben White, no,
He
that's
was all right, but he's nowhere near
no,
the top
not
of
last
them.
season. We're basing this off last season, not taking into account this season because that's how they do it, I think, nowadays for the Ballon d'Or at least.
Okay, I would go Big Virgil Marquinhos.
Joaquin is really.
Who would you go with?
I'm thinking like Alaba.
Nah.
Alaba has been
Or maybe
very good.
Militao. Militao was pretty good last year.
Well, that's horrible. If they're still listening, this is a horrendous shout.
Okay.
Militao.
Well, then we just do another vote. We do another vote. Right, so Marquinhos, got... Militao, or Alba.
Alaba.
Alaba.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that. Oh, Rudiger.
Ooh, that's a shout.
Maybe Virgin Rudiger. I think that's it. I think I just nailed it.
No, but I still think Marquinhos needs to get in there.
Really?
Yeah.
We've also decided on the fact it's going to be 4-3-3.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying, Rudiger and
I don't even know why we're going to do the front three because we already know exactly what it's going to be. But
I know.
All right, we'll put a poll in, but we'll go to the midfield because we're on a time constraint.
Yep. Midfield. I think Kevin De Bruyne has to be in there.
Yep.
KDB. Bruno Fernandes.
Fuck that. Nah. I fucking hate Bruno with my whole entire fucking life.
DM. Who's our DM?
Casemiro.
Oh yeah, I think Casemiro, especially Casemiro? How he's. I mean, I just said we're not going to base it off last season. Oh, this season, but the way he slotted in at Man United.
Oh, he won the Champions League in the league. He's done exactly what Courtois did.
Yeah, so we're going to put him in as well.
It could. Ooh, I reckon it could.
That is going to be interesting for the front three because I've got some mentions.
Casemiro, Kevin De Bruyne, and
Modric.
Modric.
Yeah.
Luka Modric. I agree.
Are we forgetting about some people here? Are we disrespecting?
Oh, there's definitely a few that we've disrespected, but.
No, he's actually okay.
Yeah, he's all right, but no, but I'm telling you, it's based off what the achievements they've done last season and that Real Madrid
and how
side.
Influential they were. And I mean, if you look at Modric at the World Cup, oh my days, he was so good some games, bro. It just made me realize like, that outside of football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bellingham is also, I think you can make a shout for Bellingham.
Yeah, but I don't think he achieved enough.
In the future,
Right, front three.
Declan Rose? Not yet.
Front three, what are you going with?
See, I'm thinking my boy Rafa Leao.
Okay, you're deluded, but okay.
No, but you think
Bruno Fernandes.
No. So what I'm saying is, Lucien Senna. No, all jokes aside.
Wait, what Premier League team do you support again?
Arsenal.
Do you have a Manchester United shirt up there?
I don't see it. I don't recall. I have a Roma shirt, bro. I should burn that after that.
Guys, feel free to unfollow everything, considering you're listening to Glory Hunter. I'm kidding, but as long as you support Rotterdam and Feyenoord, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but no, okay. My front three, I mean, you got front Vinicius, three. You got Mbappe, you got Neymar, that can all play on the left, all right? And you got Rafa Leao. I want to give a special shout out to Rafa Leao. He's been phenomenal. If you watch him, you think, oh, mate,
Chelsea's yeah, but you see, have you checked Reece James' pocket?
Who?
Reece James's pocket?
Yeah,
he's in there.
No, he's not. He was not in there. He was the one creating chances for AC Milan.
Yeah,
in that
but
game,
do you know what
twice
stopped all the chances? Reece James.
No,
and Reece James said Reece James said he was one of the best players he played against, but Reece James had him in his pocket.
Well, watch the highlights back, and watch the full game back. You'll see Reece James dropped on his knees, not once but twice.
Okay, and how many goals did he score?
He scored a lot actually last year. I think it was like.
And I'm talking about
in the game, none. With that being said.
Front three, what are you going with? Just say it. Say it with your chest.
Fuck, that's difficult because you've got Haaland as well. But that's also
Haaland doesn't get there for me.
No?
Mm-mm.
That's last season. He was good last season, though. Oh, it will be injured.
But it's good, but not great. This is the best.
I'm
going to
go Mbappe on the right. I'm going to leave Messi out of this. Wow. This is based on last season.
No, but the best is based off the World Cup as well. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's fine. But I'm going to leave Messi out. I'm going to go Mbappe on the right.
Ronaldo.
I just forgot who my left winger was.
Rafael.
No. It's gonna be what did I say? Mbappe, Lewandowski, Vinicius.
You're deluded because Benzema should be in this team.
No, not over Lewandowski. I'm not having it.
What did Lewandowski do last season?
Bro, he scored more goals than
how many trophies?
That doesn't matter. It's about like if
how
you,
many,
no no
what
no
has he done?
No. Okay, that's fine. But like that's you saying, okay, well, that should be Haaland in it.
My guy won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Last year.
I can't take that shit serious no more.
Yeah, obviously, but
exactly. So that
Benzema Benzema deserved it.
All right. So let's give up to the listeners. Benzema Lewandowski. I think the majority is gonna go Benzema. But where was he at the World Cup, bro?
He was injured. And then he got sent home.
Yeah, exactly. Because he
It wasn't because they don't like him there, bro. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Why do you think you're banned from the France squad? But it's all politics, bro. I'm telling you that now.
All right. But you're going
Benzema? Mbappe, Messi, Benzema. Simple as, so done. It's fine. It's right. You can vote which one's better.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Okay. So Kieran's team from the start is Thibaut Courtois.
Mm-hmm.
Left back, you got Theo Hernandez.
Yep.
Centre backs are
Van Dijk and Marquinhos.
Okay. Right back,
Hakimi.
All right. Three midfielders.
We got the same midfield.
Midfield of
Casemiro, De Bruyne, and Modric. Then I got Messi, Mbappe, Benzema. And if someone is going to go, that is worse than yours.
All right. You're so my team is actually really good. I've got Thibaut Courtois as well. I've got Alaba, left center. Because you need a left center. Left center. Yeah.
Yep.
You got nice. Virgil van Dijk.
Yep.
I'm going to go Reece James over Hakimi.
Yep.
Because Hakimi only won the league and came to the semifinals of the World Cup, like
with Morocco.
Yeah, it's an achievement. But then that you should be like, oh, Sufyan Amrabat should be in there as well, who has been great.
But he didn't do anything with club football.
Yeah, because he plays for Fiorentina, for fuck's sake.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but he's gonna get a big transfer move. So then,
I'm
gonna go Reece James.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think Reece James is an amazing player. Left back Theo Hernandez as well. I'm gonna leave out Jaul. I learned is Jaul, mm-hmm. not Jao. Can set up, and then my midfield is the same as yours, obviously. And then I'm going to go Vinicius, who was amazing in the Champions League last year, and has carried that form over at the World Cup, lacking a little bit, I think.
Yep.
Maybe Neymar is in there as well. Not really. Lewandowski.
I think Neymar was great. I think actually. He had the most goal contributions.
I think Neymar's a bit. I like Neymar a lot, man. I think he's a bit underrated.
I think he's just an odd personality with Neymar.
I think he likes
his football, but he just doesn't take it too seriously.
All right, and then to wrap it up, you said Benzema. I'm going to say Lewandowski because I think Lewandowski is just different.
Great right, well, right. Everyone's going to side me because you didn't even name Mbappe or Messi.
No, I got Vinicius, Mbappe, and Lewandowski.
Oh.
Mbappe.
So you said Neymar was in there.
I want to give a special shout out to my boy.
Okay. Well,
Gernot Trauner.
I think everyone will go with mine, to be honest.
Yeah,
yours is wank.
No, my team is good, man. If you watch football, you know. And who are your subs?
No, you watch your 12th man.
My 12th man.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, change the game.
So you're not going with Neymar for your 12th man.
It's tough. I think Leo has a lot more potential.
It's tough.
Who's your 12th man?
I don't know, to be honest.
Pogba. Rabiot.
Someone's just a big Pogba. Someone could be a big Pogba fan listening right now. You're just taking the piss out of him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's true. Pogba's not been as best since Juventus 2014. So
my 12th man is an interesting one.
I mean, you got Lever. You're missing out on Leo. Yeah. Vinicius, Neymar, obviously.
I actually might. Richardson, I might go 12th man.
Son, Mane, Salah.
You gonna let me talk?
Let me talk.
I think my 12th man is going to be
Rodrigo.
Vinicius.
So you would have him in your team.
Yeah, but he's not getting in over Mbappe.
Who's surviving? Messi.
Messi.
Bro, he scored 5 goals last season in Ligue 1.
And
he's fired up this season.
And
he did
this in front of Mbappe with the World Cup.
The World Cup is rigged, bro. I'm telling you now. We could go into a whole debate about how the World Cup is rigged.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we could. We could. I think it's generally like, bro, my man is different. All right. With that being said,
quick little cheeky in-person episode.
In-person episode.
We don't know when this could ever happen again.
We do. If you just got, if you listen so much, it would really mean a lot.
I'm going to make a GoFundMe and you guys can, you guys can sponsor me to come back here.
All the way from Australia.
Yeah. And make another epi.
If you enjoyed it. And otherwise, Kieran will just buy a mic and we can do it over Zoom.
Of course.
Which is like $80.
I'm not getting a mic. I got AirPods, bro. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
If you're going to complain about the quality.
But like, I think
it's more about the ball knowledge.
I think my team outbalances your team. I've got a left centre back who's left footed. You don't. I think Rudiger. So maybe Rudiger over Virgil now.
It doesn't matter, bro. They're going to vote for my team. I don't care what you say.
Vote for Team Kieran or vote for Team Yop. We're going to see who comes out on top in the next week. You've got a week to vote, all right? So, yeah, with that being said, it was a pleasure. It was a bit very short episode, I think. That's like 12 seconds. 12 seconds. Okay, we've been drinking. All right. 12 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit more. Maybe 20. All right.
And I will see you later.
Oh, that's awkward.